Texte numéro 2. Three TVs and no food. Growing up poor in America. Here's the kind of person whom America's presidential candidates just don't talk about. A sweet, grinning, endangered 13-year-old boy named Emmanuel Laster. Emmanuel has three televisions in his room, two of them gargantuan large screen models, but there is no food in the house. As for the TVs, at least one doesn't work, and the electricity was supposed to be cut off for non-payment on the day I visited his house. The home, filthy and chaotic, with a broken front door, reeks of marijuana. The televisions and Emmanuel's bed add an aspirational middle-class touch, but they were bought on credit and are at risk of being repossessed. The kitchen is stacked with dirty dishes and not much else. I just go hungry, Emmanuel explained. I'd like to go to college, said Emmanuel, who earns A's and B's in school. I'd be the first in my family. I want to be a police officer or a fireman or a judge. But, he acknowledged, there isn't a single book in the house. Emmanuel's ambition is commendable, but children of poverty face treacherous obstacles to success. Emmanuel has already been caught shoplifting. His mum, Christina Laster, worries about him. Gangs begin to recruit boys at about 14, and his friends carry knives. What many Americans don't understand about poverty is that it's perhaps less about a lack of money than about not seeing any path out. More than 80% of American households living below the poverty line have air conditioning, so in material terms, they're incomparably better off than poor families in India or Congo. Too many American kids are set up for failure when they are born into what might be called the broken class, where violence, mental illness, drugs and sexual abuse infuse childhood. Yes, such young people sometimes do stupid things, but as a society, we fail them long before they fail us. One indication that we have the tools and know-how to cut poverty is that other countries have done so. In Britain, in 1999, Prime Minister Tony Blair announced a major attack on child poverty, and over the next 5 years, the child poverty rate dropped to 14% from 26%. In short, what we lack most is not means, but political will. The main public response to American poverty has been a great big national shrug, and that is why I wish the public and the media were demanding that politicians address the issue. Child poverty is a continuing dilemma for American politicians. It is a moral failing for our nation that one-fifth of our children live in poverty by one common measure. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2016.